says, Master, I have a question on you. Master, blow Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer asked a question like this. I mean, Master, blow Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi asked a question like this. It says, V'chima ben zu lepsula. What's the difference between this girl and a psula? No, Master, Rabbi Loi, V'chima ben zu lepsula shodimetarim. According to Rabbi Yechanan, how could you say here that she's tor, even though she's tor two times already? Why is this different than Loch of Absula? She had the male terim that she is Tommy. Forget, Rashi knows what the question is, not according, the question is according to Chizkiah. Forget, there's a kasha on Chizkiah. How could Chizkiah say that she's Tommy, the Kesem is Tommy? Why is this different between Ma Ben Zel Absula? A girl that's Absula means she first got married, and the first time she lived with a man. The dam she sees right after that we say is dam besulim, and midiraisa, that dam is tummy, it's not dam neither midiraisa. And the locker over there is that even if she finds ksumim then the first 4 nights, they're tor. If she finds a kesam blood on the clothing, we say it came from the dam besulim and not from her. So here we see here that even though she's tor already 2 or 3 times, still we go to kula on the kesam. So you Chizki, even though she saw 2 times already, why do you say a kesem is tamei? The chur who should say a kesem should be tor. So my answer is simple. Oh, Malay Rav Zera says back, zu sir for motzi. Over here, this girl, what happened? She just got married the first time, and she has lived with her husband. So her husband broke the psulim. So there we know if she finds dam on the clothing, where the dam came from. The blood came from the broken psulim. And that's not dam neither midiraisa. Therefore, she's tor. But Vizu, this case over here, since this girl, even though she's only 10 years old, but since she saw 2 times already, she's becheskes not to see dam. Therefore, ain't sir for matzah. We have nothing else to say where it came from. She has no other dam besulim there. It's only a question that it come from the regular dam or not. So since she already saw 2 times, she's becheskes to see dam, so Chizki holds yes, that her kesem is tummy. The other Gemara says, Oma, Ula, Oma, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik. So Ula says over, Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik, that Tinoikesh Legiyaz Manaliris. Let's say a girl less than 12 years old, she's only 10 years old. Barosa, now she sees the period the first time. So Pam Rishainu Shniyam, the first time she saw and the second time she saw, she's still not the Becheskas to be a Royadam. Therefore, the locher is Reika. If we find her spit that in the middle of the street, or else the madrasa, something that she sat on or was lying on, Bishnuk, we find in the street, tor, which remains tor. Why? Because we do not know if she's tummy or not. So, since she's not a becheska to see dam, she's really only 10 years old, and she was not a muhuchsak yet, she only saw once and twice, so now any spit that we find came out of her, we say, Mustama, she's still tor, and therefore it's okay. Because if she would be in need of the locher, is even a spit, he has locher of an abatuma. Now, ksama, therefore, you also, it ends off and says, ksama nami tor, that even though she saw already 2 times, but so what? Since she didn't see a 3rd time yet, her ksama, the cast of a spot that she finds on the body, on the clothing, is tor. So now, that's what he said over. So now, Ula is saying, for lo yadana, Ula himself was not sure, Imdidei, if this last part that he said that Kesem is Nami Tor, that's only Rabbi Yochanan talking himself, because that was Rabbi Yochanan treated just before. That Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though she saw 2 times where she's Becheskes to see Dam, but since Lamaisa, she wasn't knowing at the din of Meis Lais, she didn't see a 3rd time, her Kesem is Tor. So is the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan said this by himself? Im the Rabbi, also maybe no. That Rabbi Yochanan is saying this locker over the name of his Rabbi, Rishim Ben Yitzadik. He did not only mean to say the lock of Reich, but he also meant to say the lock of this Kesem. That his Rebbe also agrees to him to say that the Kesem she finds now is Tor. So Mura says, what's the difference in whether Rebbe Yechon said it or his Rebbe said it? So Mura says, yes, L'mafkamina is, the Meheve Dvorer Shel Echad B'mokim Shnayim. Like we had before, Machloika Shev Yechon and Chizkiya. So if over here it's only Rebbe Yechon saying it, so it's only one against one, Rebbe Yechon against Chizkiya. But if you say Rabbi Yochanan saying over the name of his Rebbe, then his Rebbe also is Maskin, so it's not just Tom one against one, but it's like 2 against 1. So therefore for sure we should pass on like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Chizkiya. Like if both Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe holds that the Kesem is Tor, so is the Shail. Sumor comes out and says, yes, we have a treatise here, that Ki Osi Rovin, when Rovin came, V'chol Nachusa Yom, and all the sailors also, people sail on in the ocean, Amru the Yol said, Krem Shimon Ben Yitzadik, yes, it wasn't just Rabbi Yochanan himself that said it, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying it over the name of his Rebbe. So it comes out, that's what we should pass, we should take a pass on to Rabbi Yochanan. So in case the girl was less than 12 years old, even though she saw Dam already two times, she had already two periods, still, if she finds a kesem, a spot of blood on the begodim, she'll be torn. The din kesem is only after she saw a third time that she was made din of mace lace, that's what she's telling me. Omer Rav Chilkia Batuvio, Pinoikois, Shlegias Manalirois. You have these girls less than 12 years old. So Afilu Shoifas, Kol Zayin, even though when she has a first period, there's a flow of blood for 7 days straight. Ain't well a riach, it's only called like one riyah. And therefore, when you see the second time, it'll still be dayashosa. So, what are you telling me? Afilu shefas, even if she flows the whole time, it's mashma, for loymi boy for seconds, and not only if she has intervals of seeing, but even if she flows the whole time, mashma, even if she has intervals, she stops for one day, then she sees the next day. It's all called one riyah. Versus adarab, but the opposite way it should be. For seconds, if she stops seeing, if the first time she had a period, so she saw beginning for a few hours, and then if she would stop seeing them, and then she'll see a second time a few hours later, heavy lokeshterius, that would be considered like a turius. So Adarabba, it's only if the flow went straight that we say it's one long ria. But if there's an interval in between, it's considered right away like turius, and she'll get a cheskas to be a royadam. So versus true, Ellis learned like this better. Learn better means tinoikis shleigiyas manliras. You have this girl less than 12 years old, and the first time she starts to see a period for shefas, it's flowing. Kol zayin, if the dam comes out straight for 7 days straight, enu ala riach, it's only called one riyah. And the next time she has a period again, she'll only be tamei dayashosa, not meis leis. Benachlam, if she should have intervals though, that would make it like different riyas, and right away she'll be hukzak to be royadam. Now, Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya, Medalefes, let's say she has drips after drip, not a straight flow when the dam comes out, but drip after drip, ain't a karoya. It's not considered like a roya. So how do you mean it is like she's not tummy altogether? So Mar says, why not? Volkachazish, you've seen dam, why not? Ain't a similar like this, what he meant to say was, ain't a kashifas. It's not considered like she has one long flow. If the drip after drip comes out, Ela rather kipasekis. That's considered like she has two different rias. It's like every drop coming out is like a new ria of dam. And therefore this girl, after two or three of them, should be hufsegra to be a ria dam. So Moses says, it's so mechlal, what are you telling me then? To shefas, that we say if the flow of dam comes out straight, there's only one ria. What does that mean to say? Ki nahorom, that dam is coming out straight, the flow straight for 7 days straight. The question is, how could that be? She'll die. How could it be that she has a flow of dam coming out of her straight to 7 days straight? She'll die. You can't have that much dam inside you. Ela radeim like this. Mean like this. Ela ema. Ela ema. Ena ela kishifas. Fakir. We say if she always see drop after drop, there's not a long interval in between, so that's considered like one ria. Because that we say if you see straight for 7 days, it doesn't mean she has a flow the whole time. It could be drop after drop after drop. As long as she's never really found clean for a while, that's still considered one long riyah. She wouldn't be huksa to see dam. Just if she sees a little bit, and then she stops, she's clean, and then she starts seeing again, that's considered like two different riyahs, and then she would be huksa to be a royal dam right away. Nothing more says, turn around, but look like this. Chazoka b'nois Yisrael, that ad shelo higiyah lepirkan, before they came 12 years old, harayim b'cheskes tyra. Tom, you find a girl, she's not 12 years old yet, so you have a right to let her work with Tyra, she could touch your truma, she's the cheskas to be told. And nobody has to check them out. They don't have to check them out. If you want to let them work with your truma, your tyrus, you don't have to check them out first. Once they became already 12 years old, they already came a Gia Lepirkun, they already came of age already. Then harayim becheskes tuma. Then adarabim. In astam we say, astam they're a need of the tamei. And if you want to let them touch tyrus, Vinoshram Boitkis Oysen. You have to have an older lady like teach them or make vadikas for them to make sure that they're Torah. Now, Rabbi Yudha says, Ain Boitkin Oysen Biyad. The young girl now, you know, she's 12 years old, you don't check her out with a hand. You don't tell her to put her hand there to check her out. Vivnei Shemavsen Oysen, because Loni scratch her and make her see blood. Loni causes her problems. Rashi says, Kalemer Mesaratin Lo, Bitsipor, and they'll scratch themselves. So therefore, the answer is like this. Sochais oisim b'shemim mifnim. Let them squeeze, put some oil inside there. Put some oil inside the makam there. And then umakankas oisim b'chutz, and they'll just wipe themselves on the outside. As if ahein nivdekas milayim. That's where they'll be checked out like by themselves. In other words, when the shem of the oil goes inside there, if there be any dam, that would make it come. So therefore, it's enough just to wipe yourself outside. So that's what we do for these tinaikas, these young girls, even though they're 12 already, so there's a little shallow, maybe they're a nidor, so you have to check them out to make sure they're not. That's the way to check them out. Have to put some oil there, and then wipe on the outside there, and if there would be dam, the oil would make it come. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Muberis. Rabbi Yossi says, Muberis and Manika, when do they have a din of Dayashosan? Only if they skip three reis, they skip 3 months. Hills also. If they skip 3 months, then they have a din of Dayashosan. The Mishnah of Yossi said, Muberis or Manika, Shovra Lehem Shoshan, if they pass by with them 3 yoinis, then the din is Dayashosan. Yeah. So it works like this. Tony, Tona, Kaimid Reblaza, a Tanla, the front of Reblaza, like this, that Rabbi Yossi says, Muberis Umanika, Anisha that's pregnant and she's nursing. Shovrele Gimulainis, that if a person is by with them 3 months they didn't see dam, then the din is Dayashosan. So the question is, Omla, yes, back to him, Pasachta Betreg. You start out talking about two different ladies. You start out saying one lady's pregnant and one lady's nursing. The Sayamta, but your Lashon at the end was, of Dayashosan's Lashon Yochid. Bechod, only one lady is Dayashosa. So why? The Khuri should have said, Dayan Shoson, Aloshin Rabim. So Mura says, maybe like this he meant to say, Duma, Muberis V. Manika Karmit. Maybe Yossi meant to say, one lady, that the lady is both, she's pregnant and she's nursing also. And if so, Omil Sagav Ruchemash is teaching us something, Agav. By the way, he's teaching us something. Omil Sagav Ruchemash will under what? That the Yimei Ivura, Oilin lo li yimei menikosai. And that do we say if she skips 3 months, she's becheskes musleikas domin, that she only has din of dayin shosam. It's not that she has to skip 3 months when she's pregnant, or 3 months when she's nursing, but it could be 1 month when she's pregnant, and 2 months when she's nursing. It could even start after two, that's the chiddush here. Kamash mulon li yimei yibur, the day that she's pregnant. Oilin helps you along if she stops seeing 2 months when she's pregnant. And then she started to nurse. Also helps you 1 month of nursing. It's good, like she skipped 3 months. Liyimei minikusai. And the opposite way also. Liyimei minikusai, the days that she's nursing, odomo liyimei yiburu, also goes for the days that she's pregnant. And kutani, like we learn like this, we learn the Gemara later that says that liyimei yiburu, the days that she's pregnant, odomo, if she didn't see those days, she skipped a period. Oilinloy helps you continue on counting the Yimei Menikusai. It can help you keep on counting throughout the days when she's nursing. The opposite way also. The Yimei Menikusai, the days that she's nursing, Oilinloy goes and helps you to finish the 3 months the Yimei Yibur into the days that she's pregnant. Kate said, how does this happen? Like this. Hesika Shtayim Yimei Yibur. First she was pregnant and she didn't see for 2 months. And then the Yachas Yimei Menikusai, and then she started to nurse. And 1 month of nursing she did not see. So it's also cool she missed 3 months. If she sees then, she'll be dying shosan. Well, the opposite way. Shtayim b'mei minikusa, first she was nursing, and she didn't see for 2 months. And then she became pregnant, v'yachav b'mei yiburoi. And then she became pregnant, and 1 month she didn't see then, or that's not the same halacha, v'yachav b'mei yiburoi. Or else, achas amachse b'mei yiburoi, a month and a half she didn't see when she was pregnant. And then v'yachav amachse b'mei minikusa. When she was nursing also, she did not see for a month and a half. So the kids say, come and start after two. If together she didn't see for 3 months, so then she has loch of dayin shosam. When she does see, she's only tummy from then on, not from before. So I'm going to like this. Bishloim, it's very good, I can understand. Hinei Vura, Oidun lo Limei Minikusa. That I can understand. Mishkakas lo de Kamanika. That first she gave birth to one kid and she was nursing. And then in the middle of the period when she was nursing, Fiyoz de Mabra, she became pregnant. So that's very good. That she did not see 2 months when she was nursing. And then she became pregnant. And that third month she didn't see either. So it's good mitzvah to two. Without seeing Dan in between. Ella, but the opposite way, how do you have it? Ella Yimei Minikusa. Pashtun means, Oidun lo Yimei Yiburoi. Meaning to say that first she was pregnant, and then you continue on nursing. So it must mean that she gave birth in between. So Hechi Mishkakal, how do you have to say that she's Tor, she missed her dam? The Guru, she saw dam, she gave birth. We're going now that what happened here, she was pregnant, and obviously she gave birth, and then she started to nurse. So Guru, the time she gave birth, like that should be a hefsik. That should be considered like she's tummy then. So how do you tell me now it's considered like she skipped a period for 3 months? How did she skip? She saw now when she gave birth. Someone gives two turitzim. Iboy said one tells could be beledi yaveshti. Yes, she gave birth, but with no blood. She didn't see any dam. So therefore, she's still called the cheskas muslekas dam. Iboy said another tells could be no. Even though she saw dam later, but so what? Dam nidin lechud, but dam later lechud. They're called two separate type of damim. So therefore, as far as the dam nidus goes, it's like the true. She did not have a period for 3 months straight. Even though she was pregnant 2 months, and then she gave birth. And even though Bishasa gave birth, she saw dam, but that's not called dam nidus. Even though she's tummy like a nida, but we say that dam came because of the leda. But without the leda, we say she would not see dam. There's no way you can put the two together. Because she zichas saw blood in between, so that blood would be a hefsek. Then it says in the Mishnah, Bama Omru Dayashosa. What was it said? What was the case of Dayashosa that she sees Dam now, but these ladies, that she's the Hefka's not to see Dam, whether she missed 3 months, or a Besula or a Kena? So what's the case? The Mishnah says that she was sitting on a bed and working with Tyrus, and then she got off the bed, she stopped touching the Tyrus, and then she saw Dam. So only she is Tamei, and not the bed, and not the Tyrus. Some Rav, Rav says Akula. It goes on all of them. Rashi says it goes on all of them means Dalad Noshim, all four ladies. Kula Katoni Lo, the Bishniya Metama Meis Leis. The Mishnah says only the first time she sees, she's Tamei Bishtai Shosa, only from then on. But the second time she sees, she's like a regular Isha, that she's back to the din of Meis Leis. So Rashi says that din goes on Kula, all four Noshim. Shmuel Amano, Loishonu Ela Besula Sekena, only a Besula, like the first time she sees. So then it's only the first time she sees, it's Dayashasa. The second time she's Reglishas, it's Meis Leis. Who's a Kena, also an older lady. That the first time she sees again, that puts her back into a normal stage. The first time she sees is Dayashasa. But the second time it's really normal, and she's from Meis Leis. Only these two. Avu Mubarasa Manika. But a lady that's pregnant or nursing, then dying kol yimei yiburin. Once it's nikah that she's pregnant, even though she'll see once, it's not only then is a dying shosan, but she's a second or third time, will always be dying shosan. Kol zaman she's pregnant, she's becheskas not to see dam. The same thing, kol yimei minukosan, kol zaman she's nursing also, she's becheskas not to see dam. So even if she sees two or three or four times while the period she's nursing, she would only be tameh mikana labo dying shosin and not mi'es leis. And v'chein the same thing on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Akula goes on all four cases in the Mishnah he holds, and only the first time is she tor mi'es leis. But the second time already she's tameh mi'es leis. But again, Rabbi Yechon Amano, Rabbi Yechon Amano leishon, when would the Mishnah says the second time she's tameh ela besulus kain, only those two cases. In the case when Isha is pregnant, when Isha is nursing, then the din is dying kol yimei yiburin. Kol zman she's pregnant, anytime she sees dam, she's only talmid mikana labo, not the mafreya. And dying kol yimei minukusan, kol zman she's nursing, also the same thing. The Mora says, kitanoi, it's like a machlokes anoyim. Laberos amanika, sheshefaz damim, it's the dam, uvoisan shfaz dam, uvois dying kol yimei yiburin. You were dying, come in a kusan, never a meya. If you say, you were shimon, I'm no, the young were dying, just on the brie, reshine, that's all. I was shneem, it's name, yes, that's a kid, Lubakita. It's good to see with the machlagis noim with the svara. That the rabbonim put back their din once to Mabaris. So this once, she goes back, and the second time she'll be meis leis, that's the machlagis tanoim. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. We're holding Daf Yud Aleph. We'll just do the last Gemara again from the two dots. On Daf Yud Aleph, it says, Bamne Omru Dayashosa. The Mishnah says, these ladies have a din of Dayashosa. It's only the first Riyah, the first time they see after they skipped Om Beres Manika. But the second time they see, then already it's a din of Meis Leis, like regular Riyah. So as Omar Rav says, Akula. When the Mishnah means that the second Riyah you have a din of Meis Leis, it goes in all four cases of the Mishnah. It goes in all the Dalad Noshim. Akula Katani law, Dibishniya Matama Meis Leis. Ushmul Amashmul says no, Lashonu Yela Besulas Kain, only on these two Noshim, on a Besula, a girl that never saw yet. So the first time she sees, that's it. When she sees once, it's normal for to see. And therefore, after that, it's Meis Leis, the same thing as a Kain, an older lady, even though she stopped seeing. But now she sees again, we say she's back to normal, and she'll continue seeing. Avobot Mubera Samanika, Shmul holds a pregnant lady, or a nurse, lady that's nursing, then a locher is dying, call you Mei Burin, dying, call you Mei Minukusan. As long as she's pregnant, or as long as she's nursing, she has the locher that whenever she sees dam, it's only dying shosan. She's only Tomei Mikana Labo from then on, and not from before. Samar says, V'chein Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lokish. He also says that Akula. He also holds like Rav that the din of the Mishnah that says the second Riyah is already Meis Leis, that goes on all four Noshim. However, Rabbi Yechonon Amano Lashon Avela Besulah Zekena. He holds like Shmuel that only a Zekena or a Besulah, once they see once, they're back to normal. Avu Muberusum Meniko Dying Koyim Eibur and Dying Koyim Eibinukusum. The story is, though, they are Metzias, Musalekas Damim, calls them on, she's pregnant, like she's not Pecheskas to see Dam, Adirabba. She's Musalekas, the Dam is away from her. Therefore, we say any Ria she has is only Mikana Labo from Dayan Shosin and not Lemafreya. And Adigmar says, she knows, even Ketanoi, it's a Machlekis Noim in this Machlekis. That it's